giving, like you got something to prove. 'Cause I have walked for miles and miles in that same pair of shoes. You refuse forgiveness like it's something to be earned. Sometimes pain's the only way that we can learn. You can never fall too high, so fast, so far that you can't get back. When you're lost where you are, it's never too late. So bad, so much that you can't change.
Just asked him, how could God love a mess like me? Son, I'm a preacher now, but that ain't who I used to be. He said, you'll never know just how far love has brought me. You'll never know who I used to be. 'Cause I've been around and I've been down to the bottom of hell. I was almost out, I was at my end, but then love stepped in. She worked downtown at the halfway house almost every day, and all the love she has, she just gives away. So I asked her why she spends so much time on the broken and the poor, and she just smiled at me and said, I'm not who I was before. She said, you'll never know, you'll never know just how far love has brought me. You'll never know who I used to be.
where I've been and just how far I've come. Since the day that preacher told me about his amazing love, I was lost and alone, and the lights came on and hope set my heart free.
And memories forever seeping through. Oh, my thirst for myself left me wanting more, till I found myself face down on your shore. You said, come to the
my soul cries out with the joy. the halls of power, to the fortress tower, not a stone will be left on stone. Let the king beware, for your justice tears every tyrant from his throne. The hungry poor shall be no more for the food they can never earn. There are tables spread, every mouth be fed, for the world is about to turn.
My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fire of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn.
Nations rage from age to age, we remember who holds us fast. God's mercy must deliver us from the conqueror's rushing grasp. His saving word and our forebears heard is the promise which holds us bound. Till the spear and rod can be crushed by God, who is turning the world around. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, that the fire of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn. My heart shall sing on the day you bring, let the fire and the justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn.
See it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
It's going by the book. And welcome to the Watchman Chronicles program this afternoon.
January the 13th, 2014. We are live. Today's the day. Today is the first day of the week. Monday. Welcome. Well, they got a lot of things going on, don't they? A chemical spill in West Virginia. Yeah. That's definitely a false flag. Blue water. Well, what it turned out to be was a chemical that processes coal. You see, back when they came to the cap and trade was to start capping on the fuel oil technology. Coal, natural gas, fuel, so forth. Whole idea is to show how atomic energy, coal, oil, natural gas are obsolete. And they blow up their own refineries. That is a JDAM in Texas refinery. That was a JDAM. They launched that from several thousands of feet up. That was a missile, actually a 1,000-pounder called a JDAM that hit that refinery in Texas. They said it blew up this past year. Yep. That wasn't some accident. I'm going to talk today about manufacturing consent. I'm going to talk today, actually, just the whole shebang about how they fool us and have been for, well, actually since 1492. Bloodlines led to the next, led to the next, led to the next, planning 40, 50, 60 years ahead, each generation. These are facts. I'm not going to give you any. If I give you any speculation or opinion, I'll let you know. Everything I'm going to tell you today is factual. Documentation. Quotes that you all can find. If you people out there would. I know the ones listening today, you're already there. You know, sometimes I talk to those not listening. How much sense does that make? But a lot of you that's here today, well, we got quite a few today, that are here today, you already have been with me for a while. And I'm going to talk today about some of the things I've been telling you all about, how the news is bringing it all up. Now, understand, the average American honestly don't have a clue. And it's not to say it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing, but it's not saying that we're any better. No, it's just that you get to a point of being awakened to a new world when you start learning about this one conspiracy. Because this conspiracy is a fact. It's covered in the Bible. It's documented. It's unbelievable. Tons and tons of evidence. But people go through stages. Don Harkins talks about that. I'm not going to go into it today, I don't think. I want famous last words. But you got veils of understanding. The eighth veil of understanding. A. Truott. Another broadcaster, he was personal friends with Don Harkins. He came up with another article that expounded upon Don Harkins' article of 8 veils of understanding to 9 veils of understanding. And actually, you could add one more, 10 veils of understanding, when both of them miss, though, that the bottom line is about Jesus Christ. That's what the bottom line is. That's the bottom line. So the 8 veils of understanding tells you why people don't understand. Because people don't even get to the first veil. 90% of the population won't even open up the first veil of understanding. Oh, that's a teaser, isn't it? You see, the first veil is the world of politics. That's where it starts. If the average American, they work, watch baseball, watch soccer, watch MMA, take care of kids, go to work, drive 2 hours one way, 2 ways, whatever. That's their every day. Weekends, they might go to the lodge. Weekends, they might go down the pool hall. Whatever the lifestyle is, I don't know. But they never get past the politics except what's on that ridiculous TV. That TV is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. How much of it's controlled? Try 100% plus. What's plus mean? It means the technology has not been developed yet. They will control that also. How long ago? Since 1915, confirmed by congressional records. Is that high enough for you? Council of Foreign Relations controls all media, every conceivable media, which includes entertainment, Hollywood, all of it. You don't become a star, singer, dancer, songwriter, or internationally known unless you sign, literally, you sign a contract to Satan, and then you sign your contract to whatever recording studio, whatever acting shop, whatever you do. The ones that don't, they never make it. That's a fact. This is the reality of what's going on TV. I mean all of it. No exception. It's controlled through Tavistock, a behavioral think tank in London, under the Royal Institute of International Affairs. That is the Illuminati in England. The comparative sister to that is the Council of Foreign Relations in the United States. I'm going to give you a lot of stuff today. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now before I get cranking, because I've got tons of things to talk about today, and I'm going to open up some old wounds for sure. But so, folks, I got some treats for you today, I hope, of that if it works out with the media that I've got set up here that's not been heard before. We'll see how that works. And we'll see how it works out. I've got a semi plan in my head, but you know how that goes too. I go with the Spirit wherever it leads me. That's really what it boils down to. And what I got talked about today is complex, but I want to simplify it. That's the way it's going to go. Now, I want to dedicate the broadcast. And then we're going to launch into it. Now, I need to look up one more thing here. There it is. Okay, we're good. Now, family, let's get started. And we got a nice crowd today, and I appreciate y'all visiting. Thank you, Lord, for today, that today, Father, we start again in this new week, that we have a broadcast, we have Bible studies yet to go this week, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunity. Lord, forgive me of my sins, Lord, that you keep me, Lord, straight and narrow, and that, Father, you remind me of all the sins that I commit on a regular basis. If I do, Lord, that you keep me straight, that I can receive the Spirit. And, Lord, those praying, you know their hearts and what they're praying for. Lord, it's all private, but, Father, listen to their hearts. We pray for our family members that's been infected with these vaccinations, that, Father, that we know what these things are about. We pray for the troops. Father, 22 suicides per day of our returning servicemen and women is just way too many, Lord, and we know it's being orchestrated. And, Father, that somehow, Father, you'll raise up those in the highest level to come clean with this, Lord, that you give them the courage to start telling the truth about why these suicides are being conducted and why they're being killed off. Father, to keep them silent and to reduce the numbers. Father, we know what's going on, but, Father, there's many out there that don't understand this. And, Lord, to with your supernatural, with your Spirit, to silence the voices in their head. Lord, we know this is technology. And, Lord, to silence the harp and silence those, the ELF transmissions, and silence their computers. And, Father, to destroy them, these computers and all they have, these chemtrail planes, to ground them, Lord, and cause them not to work. And Lord, those that's flying these planes and those that's conducting these drone missions and all those that, Father, is involved in this and the highest level, the Council of Foreign Relations and the military personnel, you prick their hearts, Lord, and you convict them of this evil that they're doing and the facade and deception that they're putting on American people. And Lord, we pray for you also. We pray, Lord, for those in other countries that's being lied to by their respective countries and royalties and so forth, that, Lord, you bring this Luciferian agenda right to the front, and, Father, to give us the Spirit, the power to put a way to it, Lord, and give us opportunities with divine appointments to lead those to Jesus Christ. And Lord, to give us the knowledge and wisdom to discern the events of this end times events, that Lord, you keep us calm, and Lord, to guide us on the right path with divine appointments. And Lord, these things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, it's becoming more and more obvious about these vaccinations, and the knowledge is coming out that they're corrupt. I'll be talking about that a little bit today, I think. I got a list of things I want to talk about, and that's in the list. We'll see where we get to it today. But there's an awareness coming out, a political awakened people. Well, now keep in mind, they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. You all know that, as regular listeners and on your own right, researchers. Sometimes they do this in such a way in movies and TV and commercials and cartoons and ticker tape and articles from various places. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They do it in such a way that the average American and European are not paying attention. Only those with the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and you identify the symbols, you know the agenda, you can pick it out. You tell other people about it, they say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, come on. I saw that on NCIS, or I saw that in a cartoon, or whatever. That's why they do it that way. It downplays it, and yet they still tell the truth. They have their own controlled opposition, which is a majority out today. It's a principle, it's a strategy, it's a chess move that they use to downplay the truth. Because they know the truth is going to eventually get out because they got to tell it, right? What they do is they put their own truth tellers out there, like Jones and Quayle and Dizdar and Leal and all these, that get 80% truth and then deviate or talk so fast or so whatever that you can't pick up on the fact that they follow the Apocrypha or they follow the NIV Bible or they follow or connect with the Vatican or they hide the names of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the real perpetrators and purveyors of this satanic conspiracy. So they tell you 80% truth, 90% truth, and go pew on another side. You see, that's how it works. You need to know this. You got to know this. Myron Fagan, a famed truther, said, I quote, "The idea was that those who direct the overall conspiracy could use the differences in these two so-called ideologies, Marxism, fascism, socialism, versus democracy, capitalism, to enable them, the Illuminati, to divide larger and larger portions of the human race into opposing camps so they could be armed and then brainwashed into fighting and destroying each other," unquote, and fact. This is virtually irrefutable, deniable, with no facts. I can deny I was ever born, but hello, I'm here talking. I can deny I was ever born, though. But the fact is, I'm speaking right now, so I'm here. You see, it's the same thing. They can deny, insult, or whatever they want to do, which is fine, but they cannot prove anything. And you have all the evidence when you do the research. Every conspiracy, no exception, is simply a step in the outward manifestation of Lucifer's determined rebellion towards God as executed by his human agents. Fact, not opinion, not speculation. It's a fact, you see. And the way they do it, they get on your side. Pretend to be friends. Pretend to be common. Even on the little chats they come in, what they do is they pick friend. They pick someone they watch for, I don't know how long, whatever long it takes them. Maybe one setting or maybe a couple of hours, maybe a couple of visits. But they start seeing the regular visitors on the chats, for example, and the forums and what have you. And then they'll find someone that's either they can find a commonality, and then they'll start using certain keywords to strike up some sort of relationship or commonality with one or two of the chat members. Then they'll make, can I talk to you privately, they'll say, or they'll get on your side and they'll build a relationship. Oh, they are tricky devils, they are. And then once they get an established relationship, then they'll start dividing up the chat. They'll start dividing up the forum. They'll start pitting one person up against another. That's total evil and depraved minds at work. But they'll be friends with you. They'll send you little cards or something. Can we Skype or something? Or, gosh, can I call you sometime? Or something like this. That's how these devils do it. I mean this literally. And they can destroy a chat room in that fashion. And their minds are so reprobate that they don't see what they're doing. They see it as an agenda. They see it as a test they must perform for the greater good, which is a sick way of looking at it. Yeah, I'm on a warpath this week. Yes, I am. I am. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act, by George Orwell. And that's where we are today. And, you know, one of the tricks they use was quoted by Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. Quote, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and a dictatorship by consent. Now, see, that goes along with their plans in regard to showing the worthlessness of all governments. That's their plan. They want you to see now. They've kept it secret all this time, for generations, till now. And they want you to see just how disgusting the governments are. I mean, all governments. Notice that? Greece, England, Germany. They have all these riots. It's all part of the worldwide conspiracy. It's all orchestrated through the Council of Foreign Relations, Bilderberg, Club of Rome, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Trilateral Commission, United Nations. Under the Illuminati. They plan 40, 50, 60, 100 years in advance. The civil rights movement was planned long before 1860s to take place in 1960s. You understand? World War I, World War II, and upcoming World War III, whenever it happens, were all planned before 1873. So when they show you how disgusting the public, disgusting the governments are, the worthlessness of all governments, when they finally show and demonstrate by the news and TV and media and the way cops are shooting here and the government's doing that and all this stuff, their planned result, their dialectic, is they want the public to feel that our governments are proven so rotten that any change must be for the best. And that's how they're going to bring up the New World Order for peace. It has nothing to do with peace whatsoever. It has to do with implanting the RFID, tattoo, mark of the beast on your arm, which is funded by the health care bill, which goes back to the 1960s. Put everyone on a chip. The CIA, NSA, they handle a lot of the stealing of ID cards and compromised some corporation. We've compromised 4,000 records, and we're sorry if that happened. That's all part of it. Credit card fraud. This is orchestrated by NSA, CIA, to show you how weak the system is. Now, won't you want to have a tattoo on your, real nice little tattoo, actually, they'll tell you. And that will solve our problem of having your ID stolen or having to carry those old bad old credit cards and all that. Isn't that a good idea? And you'll say, yes. Well, okay. Because John MacArthur, a so-called Calvinist theologian, is promoting putting the RFID on the arm. It's called wolves in sheep's clothing. You understand how what's going on here? They tell you the truth for most of their lives of teaching, Bible school, and evangelizing and so forth. And then when the time has come, they switch on you. Well, look it up. He promotes this RFID chip. You see, this is how they do it. This is what Jesus has warned us against, wolves in sheep's clothing. You can never, 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 never trust mankind. Ever. No one. Don't even trust me. Go to the Holy Spirit. You. Yourself. No preacher, no rabbi, no priest, pope, bishop, or whatever. It's between you and God and you and God alone with Jesus Christ as your intercessor. Becoming born again. Taking him as your savior. Repenting of sins. Let the pride go. Bye-bye. And then between you and him alone. Nobody else. Nobody else. If you find others on the same line of being born again, that is all the more better. Where two or more gathered is a church. The church is not a religion. It's not Roman Catholicism. It's not Christianity. It's not Hinduism, Buddhism. No. A church is where two or more are gathered in his name. It's not Yahshua or Yeshua or Yahweh or any of that. His name is God Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. His son is Jesus Christ in Greek. Because that's where the Holy Word comes from now. Because the Hebrew Jews lost that tasking. When they scattered and rejected him, it fell upon the Greeks, passed to King James, who was a godly man, who I would venture to say, literally, yes, and y'all can come up with this, you got some kind of Harvard professor that seems to know what he's talking about. From what I can tell, from research I've done, we've had in our entire history of mankind, only one benevolent government since Jesus Christ left, literally. And that was the reign of King James I. Because I've been trying to go back, and I said, that's a pretty sweeping statement to make. But when you go back, you'll find there's been none. They've all been tyrants or losers. From the Pharaohs all the way up to King James, all the way up to Obama and everything in between. Every single one bar none. And the only ones in America, of our entire list of 40-some-odd presidents, 48, whatever it's going to be, I mean all of them, the only ones that went against the Illuminati, the only ones, which, by the way, they're all family bloodline anyway, was Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK. And all four of those have something in common. All four either had an attempted assassination or they were assassinated in every single case. Oh, I know. You're talking about Garfield. Nope, he was not benevolent whatsoever. He's just a bad character that's gotten their way and just was uncontrollable. They killed him for that. He was not benevolent. Neither was Reagan. Neither was Ford. Although he was an honest Freemason, he's still a weak link. He's going against the Illuminati, but not in the same way. He was just making mistakes. Reagan said a few things more than he should about money, but it wasn't for the American people. You know, Steven Seagal is going to be, or maybe will run for Arizona governor. You see, they take movie stars and sign their name over to Lucifer, and what they do is they use them in political office. They use the movie stars and all these others on TV to foment their agenda. That's why they're making movie stars. So while the world's going to hell in a handbasket, we're concerned about some kind of movie star out there that's got a bad dress today in the music awards. Who cares? Well, apparently people do. And that is by design. When's people going to wake up? You see? Because Jesus Christ is coming back. And he is the only one. You're not going to have some kind of revolution that's going to defeat the Illuminati. It's nonsense. It's called placating. They control both sides always. Always have. Since the dawn of our history. And then before. They have, you see. This is a supernatural war. But the first veil of understanding is where those that cross over that veil and peek inside, the others don't. They got the day-to-day living. You know how that goes. Then someone say, well, you know, there's politics out there. So they stick their head behind the veil. Aha, there's politics over here. And that's where they have a tendency to accept the government officials. They network media personalities. They watch them like Beck and all these others that work for the Illuminati. All of them. Every single one of them do. All of them. From Howard Cosell all the way up to LaRouche, Missler. They're all part of this agenda. They come very close to the truth, but they're not. They just mislead. They have good information, then they go zing to one side or the other. O'Reilly, Limbaugh, Hannity, every one of them are controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. 90% of the people, the group, will live and die without piercing the second veil. That's just the first veil. And then people that pierce the second veil, they get into history and realize there's a relationship between man and government and the meaning of self-government through constitutional and common law. We've never had democracy in our history. Yet we fought for it. Oh, I'm laying the groundwork. That's confirmed by FDR, March 4th, 1939. Oh, yeah. Behind closed doors, he told three congressional committees. March 4th, 1939. I'm making no concessions to business or for relief. This is 1939. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I'm putting my people, that's the Illuminati, ahead of all instruments. Instruments were the American people. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war and a war only. To hell with American people as far as a democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business, infest America with all the aliens possible. In the last analysis, declare martial law. And confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal stimulus plan is a failure. And I know it, but no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. Behind closed doors, given to William G. Carr, by Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N. You'll find it in Red Fog Over America, 1955, first edition. This is heavily documented and a well-sought-after book, but hard to find. I got a copy of it put away. Family, these are facts, absolute, total facts. You see? And you know, the fact that FDR's New Deal and his NRA and his other political policies and economic devices, that they fit perfectly in the long-range plans of the Illuminati, it proved the continuity of the conspiracy just 1841 to 1945. From 1841, a cousin, ancestral cousin to FDR, Clinton Roosevelt, 1841, he published The Science of Government Founded on Natural Law. What that was a plagiarized version of the teachings of Professor Adam Weishaupt of Frankfurt University in Germany. He was a Jesuit priest, of course, and he arranged for the agentur of the Illuminati to infiltrate into French Freemasonry in 1776. Family, the World Revolutionary Plan for America began in 1776 We lost that war horribly. We became a subservient and slaves to England, 1873, put under a corporation called United States of America, Incorporated, a dummy corporation that made King George III as Prince of the United States of America, Incorporated. This was kept secret for several hundred years. Fact. Judges and lawyers, they know this. They're kept under oath to keep their mouths shut. And they have. Now they want you to know it. So you will seek something else. That's where the New World Order comes in. You see how they do it? It's called the dialectic. About time y'all woke up or wake up other people, because y'all listen to me probably are awake. But those outside, all you can do to them is just drop little nibbits, snippets here and there. Right now, I'm seeing the drive of exposing it, but we have for the longest time, is bringing Jesus Christ in this mix now. Because this is the bottom line. The supernatural is the reality. The natural is the temporary. And very quickly, 90% of each group going to the next veil, 90% will fail to reach the next veil, but 10%. So the first veil, if they even get past the first veil, is accepting what government officials say, network media personalities say, and other so-called experts or actually voices of authority. And then 10% would be the only ones passed through there. The second veil, only 10% of these will explore the world of history, man in government, self-government, constitution. We lost the Constitution in 1938 by federal ruling. Tompkins versus Erie Railroad, real sneaky-like. We never had democracy. We lost the contract called the Constitution in 1938. How come these politicians today don't know that? Napolitano is one of them. Arpaio, or Sheriff Arpaio, they all know this. Judges, they all know this. They're playing a reality game on the American people. They're just playing these stupid games. They're trying to placate the American people till they can get their New World Order in place. And all these people, like I just mentioned, are nothing but little shoeshine boys to keep us busy. The third veil, only 10% will pierce that third veil. They then discover that the resources of the world, including people, are actually controlled by extremely wealthy and powerful families in the hierarchy and royalty, CEOs. And 90% of them will never get past there. And the 4%, 10% of the next one will go to the fourth veil. And that's where they discover this one called the Illuminati, Freemasonry, secret societies, symbols, rituals, missing children that are sacrificed in the millions every year. So this thing about putting kids on a milk carton is nonsense. All it is to play to placate the American people. If they wanted to smack down on a million missing children, don't you think they'd have been a whole lot more in a milk carton? All they're doing is placating us. You see? If people only in the secret societies would realize what they're doing, it could be a change, but they're not. They are self-serving. They've taken blood oaths to be quiet, and they believe if they tell the truth or tell anything, they're going to go against God, because they make a blood oath, a swearing oath to God not to reveal secrets. That's absolute total nonsense, and smart people do this. Go figure. You take a blood oath in the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. You swear to keep secrets. How idiotic is that? That's nuts. You take an oath to lie, really. It doesn't even register. You take a blood oath to lie. That's what you're doing. And in God's kingdom, there are no secrets. So, whose kingdom do you work for? Is the question. Think about that tonight, the ones that's taking the blood oath. And they keep ordinary people in political, economic, and spiritual bondage to the oldest bloodlines on earth. The Merovingian bloodline kings and queens of today's world can trace their bloodline literally all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt. Oh, yeah, yeah, they can. The fifth veil by Harkin says that secret societies are so far advanced technologically that time travel, which is not true. I disagree with that. He says time travel. There's no time travel. They go to another realm, but it's not time travel. Only God can do that. But you get into very advanced technology, yes. Astral travel and all that sort of thing. And the sixth veil, only 10% there will pass through. 90% never will go to the sixth veil. That's where your aliens and dragons and lizards who thought were fictional monsters are really demonic and are real and live in the second heaven, the second dimension, if you want to call it that, fine. And these are the controlling forces behind all of the royal families. The Vatican secret societies are controlled by these demonic beings. And the seventh veil, that's where your soul, according to Harkins, evolved to the point you can exist on earth and be like Christ consciousness. So it kind of gets a little bit weird here about the supernatural. And then the eighth veil is where he says that it reveals where God and pure energy is a life force in all living things. Well, there's actually nine veils, which is religion. And the tenth veil is what I would add is the knowledge that Jesus is the only way to God. Now you lose 90% in each turn to the veil. That's why people don't know, and they keep them in a state of confusion at all times. It's unfortunate. Well, I know William Cooper said, quote, "You can put 10 tons of proof in front of people, but if they're not ready to accept an idea, they will not accept the proof. No amount of evidence will suffice to prove anything. It's the jury who will decide, and you are the jury." So you ask what's going on today. Well, a lot. Any questions? What's going on today is there, you know, each war was thought to be the New World Order. Each one was an attempt. Each one was set up. Satan always had an Antichrist set up. That's what the Bible says. And there will be many antichrists. Satan cannot do anything more than what God will allow. He's always had a war to be the Armageddon. What was World War I called? The war to end all wars. Yeah. Not in God's timing it wasn't. He had to move on to World War II. You see what's going on? It's everything that's going on today. And now, we're at the point where mankind is politically awakened. And just like using manufactured consent, manipulation, going all the way back to history books and so forth, now people are passing through those veils of understanding. And they're politically awakened. So now, Brezhnev, Zbigniew Brzezinski, he had a quote. He's one of the Illuminati, big time. And here's what he said at a meeting. And this will give you an idea of what you really are dealing with. Him, like FDR and all the rest of them. Here's what the reality is.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people, literally. It was easier to control 1 million people than physically to kill 1 million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control 1 million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
Family, that was actually said, and I've got the whole speech. Y'all understand what you're up against? And they're defeated at the cross of Calvary. They will not succeed. However, God will allow them World War III, which is the second seal. Because judgment is coming on this earth. There's no way to stop it. Because Jesus Christ will have judgment and tribulations before he comes down on the Mount of Olives. There will be judgment. Now, what comes to my mind immediately, and what you were seeing today, in the past couple months, actually, are these like Carl Gallup and all these others on the TBN and all these guys on the so-called religious realm, if you want to call it that, are trying to get people to believe that we're already in the sixth trumpet. We're at the end of the tribulations. Really? Since when? They call Chernobyl, Wormwood. Very appropriately named. That's absolutely non-opinionated nonsense. Did y'all get all that? Because it's not remotely Wormwood. We're not even in the first seal of the end of times tribulations. How can these so-called educated theologians even claim that? Well, they can. Because they're hoping that people will believe them, will not read their Bibles, and will trust them. As a matter of fact, that one who leads that cult group, what's his name? Arnold Murray, Shepherd's Chapel. He says, I quote, "You don't have to read the Bible, just listen to me," unquote. That's the definite sign of a cult leader. 100% grade A guaranteed. Run away fast. You see, the scriptures between you and God through the Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit leads your heart to the truth. You don't need a preacher if that's what they're going to say. And those preachers that use the wrong Bibles, the NIV, NASB, ESV, New King James, all those, they got their own problems because they're using corrupted Bibles. The King James Bible, Cambridge edition, is in fact the only true word of God. Now, a great deception is coming to these preachers and the parishioners worldwide with disclosure. Family, you got to prepare yourself. Whether God allows it this generation, who knows? It's in God's time. A lot of things had to happen first. But this is God's timing. We see the signs, so we as watchmen, we sound the alarm. If God lets it go past another generation, so be it. But if he calls it, and we pull away from him enough to where he brings judgment on America, and then judgment will fall on the world, and then the man of sin will be revealed, and the falling away, we're in it. Then that would be the first seal. Hadn't happened yet. And there's no way they can prove it whatsoever. They can convince people of it, but they'd be wrong. Because the man of sin's not being revealed. If he has, who is he, by the way? Anybody tell me? Because you can't tell me. They're trying to get it to say that Prince William is later. They're trying to say that Obama is. They're trying to say that America is Babylon. No. Israel is a daughter of Babylon because they signed a peace covenant with the Antichrist in the first seal. So Israel is the daughter of Babylon, and Babylon is the world system that will reveal itself as such in the future. The Catholic Church is just a part of it. The Catholic Church is covering over the ancient myths of religions, the light workers, beings of light, they are demonic and they are total evil. They will identify the evil angels as evil, and these will say, we're good angels, and that'll be a lie, or good aliens, excuse me. That will be a lie. Now, this goes in our realm, in America, the highest level. The Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati in America. That is the Illuminati. The Royal Institute for National Affairs is the Illuminati with another name in England. Canadian Institute for International Relations in Canada. Every country has an institute for relations linked up to the Illuminati. Now, the Council of Foreign Relations helped start the wars to kill your soldiers, Marines, sailors, Air Force, every single war since 1921. Fact. That's the Council of Foreign Relations. Do all those in Council of Foreign Relations know this? No. There's need to know. As a matter of fact, I will read you as of 1950, quote, the Chicago Tribune blamed the Council of Foreign Relations for our ill-advised entry into our first police action, Korea and Vietnam, which were planned to lose by design. It was the beginning of the down America as they planned to lose Korea and planned to lose Vietnam by design. They needed us together for World War I, World War II, and then the destabilization of America began in 1950. And part of it was Korean War to make sure, I said, according to MacArthur, to make sure the communist Chinese and the communists in Russia maintain a strong position. The State Department made sure of this. I got the evidence. So part of it is, quote, Chicago Tribune, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War. Unquote, Chicago Tribune. Now, in 1993, and actually, going back to Woodrow Wilson, but 1993, Bill Clinton was the president of the Council of Foreign Relations. Al Gore, listen to what I'm saying. Listen. Al Gore, his cousin, was also part of his vice president. He had Lake, Warren Christopher, Liz Aspin, Woosley, Tyson, Bernstein, Shalala, all these were part of the Council of Foreign Relations. That is the Illuminati undercover. Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter, George Bush, a vast majority of the cabinet members since Woodrow Wilson are against Americans and have been all along. And every Secretary of Defense. Here we go. How about the evidence? How about from their own mouth? How you like that?
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americans, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman, David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder, David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller. The Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Any questions? In World War I, when they created World War I under a false pretense, World War I was set up when Churchill, that murderer, had pulled off the escort ships for the Lusitania by design May 7th, 1915. Colin Simpson, a historian, confirms this murderer by the name of Churchill set that up with J.P. Morgan to be the justification to get us started in World War I. And that's a fact. Even during that period of time, another traitor to this country, FDR, had become impatient with Woodrow Wilson, who was dragging his heels back in this end of the war. I got that from diaries of FDR, from historian Joseph Lash. Well, Ferdinand Lundberg said, I quote, "World War I provided unparalleled opportunity for the richest families to grab exorbitant profits at the expense of the public, and without exception, they made the most of the opportunity. The rich families, to be sure, wanted the war to be won. But they took care that the victory was expensive to the common taxpayers." See, one of the families who reaped the exorbitant profits were the Rockefellers. They were eager for the United States to enter World War I, and they made more than, far more than $200 million from World War I. But that wasn't the purpose of World War I. World War I was to lead to a new world order, which it didn't. And during that period of time, then they funded, listen carefully, they funded, trained Churchill's second cousin, Adolf Hitler, 1927-28, at Tavistock. He was trained there, funded by IG Farben Chemical Cartel, which was funded by Wall Street, Illuminati's, to get him up and running by 1939. Historian Anthony Sutton said, I quote, "Without the capital supplied by Wall Street, there would have been no IG Farben in the first place, and almost certainly no Adolf Hitler in World War II. Oh, I'm sorry, did I fail to mention that Adolf Hitler, Churchill, Stalin, and Queen Elizabeth II today, that's still living, are all second cousins. To the Rothschild connection. And Rothschilds are not Jewish. The Rothschild name was taken back in the 18th century. It came from German by the name of Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, changed it to Rothschild from then on. They're a part of the Merovingian bloodline, the tribe of Dan, the disinherited Jewish tribe out of the 12 tribes of Jacob, was kicked out of it in the Old Testament period, moved to Greece as Jewish merchants, and then to Europe, and you have the Sephardic Jews, you've got the Ashkenazi, and you got the Khazars, all the fake Jews, the synagogue of Satan. To put up as victim, not only the Arabs, which are the offspring of Ishmael, and Ishmael was the son of Sarah and Abraham, half-brothers to the Hebrew Jews, Jacob, son of Isaac, son of Abraham. So this rejected, disinherited Jewish tribe called Tribe of Dan are trying to pit up the Arabs against the Hebrews for World War III planned before 1871. That's a fact. This is documented. You see the big picture? What's really going on? And the Illuminati are slaves of the fallen angels and Lucifer. This week I'm going to talk about how they communicate supernaturally. I'm going to talk about the fallen angels and in the days of Noah, how they come into this realm. And those history professors in Harvard, Yale, Stanford, wherever, it doesn't make any difference where. If they're atheists or don't understand the supernatural, they will not understand the world in which they've lived in. I don't care if they're a 70-year-old professor that's got 100 books, it doesn't make any difference. If he does not understand the supernatural, they will not understand the historical, economic events, even what they're teaching. The books they've written will be incomplete. I don't care who it is. Because the supernatural is the natural order of things today. And everything I'm telling you today in snippets, sort of, is the methods by which they've controlled us from day one in this country and the world before 1776. The target for the North American continent, the North American continent was established in the year 1425 and is now today in full swing as one continuous conspiracy, one bloodline of Merovingian to the next. Going back to pharaohs of Egypt. I know that's a little bit complicated. But family, the point today is not to overwhelm you with all this history, but it's to show you what the reality of this world really is. It's not about the news today. It's not about the chemical spill. It's not about health care, benefit, all that stuff. That's to keep us busy. And yeah, it'll be part to control us. But all that's to keep you all busy. You know, the Venus Project, Agenda 21, here comes Nibiru here, Nibiru there, a Nibiru jacket, who knows what, who cares? You see, all this is to keep us busy and not putting dots, connecting dots. You see, I believe in exposing the whole nine yards and then some. You know, money that the Rockefellers, for example, gained control over the media? That, in fact, in 1915, J.P. Morgan bought out 25 of the major newspapers in 1915 and controlled them through the editors they put in every paper in 1915. The same year, by the way, that the War Industries Board was formed, Samuel Bush and the rest of them, the forerunner of the military-industrial complex, and beginning World War I, all controlled. Well, the money that the Rockefellers gained control over the media in 1921, and with the media, this family gained control over public opinion, as they are right now today. And with control over public opinion, they gained control of politics. And with control of the politics, they're taking control of the nation. And they've been starting wars ever since. We have never, I hate saying this, I'm a former U.S. Marine, a patriot, and all that sort of thing going on. But I got to face the truth. We have never in our history fought for democracy. Have we fought an enemy? Yep. And the enemy fought an enemy. And that was us. We fought each other. But here's something quite interesting. I kind of went over top of my head, but the trigger word, the trigger to get us into a bondage situation, we've been in bondage ever since 1783, was the Revolutionary War to justify martial law and justify a war to put us under debt bondage. That was the purpose of it, and hide it from the American people. And they did for over 250, 300 years. Well, Watch this. You got to have a reason to fight. And they're not going to say, well, let's just go fight for sugar cane. We don't care about that. So they got to come up with some kind of dialectic. Remember the Alamo? Remember Pearl Harbor? Pearl Harbor was planned in mid-1920s by FDR, Churchill, his cousin, you heard me right, and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor in mid-1920s as a galvanizing false flag. FDR, just like Churchill, murdering the ones on Lusitania. Well, FDR was responsible for the murder of 2,000-plus Marines and sailors in Pearl Harbor. Absolutely. You say, well, they knew and didn't say anything. Yeah, they planned it. They are Illuminati. This has nothing to do with patriotism. This is the point I'm trying to get across. Now, these are facts. You understand this. Now, in 1776, how are we going to get them to fight? Let's call it liberty. That's what they did. In 1812, Andrew Jackson, thereabouts, balanced the budget. He actually beat the Illuminati at their own game. And the only president in our history that really balanced the budget. No president ever did. Clinton is a liar. He never did. And I got the 1993 results of about 15 programs showing he increased it. They lied. I can give you the programs and how much they went over. Anytime you want it. So, when Andrew Jackson balanced the budget, he broke their back. Because he balanced the budget. They didn't have, since 1789 to 1812, they lost control. So that's what the War of 1812 was all about. They tried to kill Andrew Jackson three times. They failed three times. In 1814, that's what that was about. Rothschilds gaining financial control once again. And then burned down the records, ratification records, in D.C., heck, they own D.C. anyway since 1789 as collateral. So the British was the enemy. Now, y'all follow me here now. And what's the next enemy? Remember the Alamo. Yeah. Our government, Illuminati government, made sure those men at the Alamo, including David Crockett, which is a pain in the butt for them, made sure they died with no backup so you could remember the Alamo. We actually paid Mexico back anyway. But Mexicans, run them out. Fabian Society, 1830. About 20 years later. That's right. Guess what? Civil War. It's all planned. Every 15 to 20 years, always a war. By design. We didn't win that war. We fought each other. How do you win a war when you kill each other? You don't, but you provide control. Lincoln was Illuminati, but he went against them. He was supposed to take the debt, the loan, at 33% interest, but he said, you know, I'm just not going to do it. It was a surprise and a shock for them, so they had to kill him. Them Freemasons and Jesuits murdered Lincoln. Then, in 1870s, they focused on the Indians. Notice how it works along. 20 years later, 15, 20, move the Indians out, put them on reservations, massacre, wounded knee, all by design. 20 years later, 1890s, Spanish-American War. McKinley was against the financial dealings, and he was going against the Illuminati, which was his family bloodline. They had to kill McKinley in 1901, and they did. He wasn't playing the game that they wanted. He had a lobbying group against the financial misdealings. And then, after 1890s, 1900s, here come the Banana Wars. And I've already told you, played for you, General Smedley D. Butler's testimony in 1933 about how he was a hitman, pretty much, using a military, when he realized that we were used to collect debt. He said he'd never fight in a foreign war again. He was a U.S. Marine Corps general, 3 Medal of Honors, actually 2 are documented. 1 he turned down. He said, I don't deserve it. I don't want it. He's an honest, hard-fighting Marine Corps officer. major general. He retired, but they asked him to lead a revolt against FDR, and FDR was a part of the revolt. They wanted to catch Butler in 1933 in the act of forming the 500,000 World War I veterans to attack D.C., but he blew the whistle on it. What they wanted to do was catch him like they did Komonov in 1917 in Russia and declare martial law and him a traitor. But he fooled them, the elite. The Plot to Seize the White House by Jules Archer. Look it up. That's 1909. 10 years later, give or take, World War I. Here we go. Same thing. I just told you about World War I. Who is the enemy? Germany. Who's the enemy of Germany? Americans. We're fighting each other. And what they didn't realize, the Germans, the Americans, and all those fighting, actually had a common enemy and didn't even know it. Two dogs, the pit bull dogs in the center of the ring, fighting each other to the death or whatever, actually both of them have the same enemy, and that's their owners. Because the owners trained them to fight, threw them in the ring, and made money off of them. There's absolutely no difference today or then. The Germans that fought and died in the World War I and II, Japanese and Italians, had the same enemy as Americans, British, and all the others that fought them. And the enemy is the secret societies and the blue bloodline elite of every country. And the Vatican, who foments using their murderers called Jesuits, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. The secret societies, that is the enemy of all of mankind. And some of them below kind, below that level, don't understand this Knights Templar. They believe they're doing God's work. But the ones at the highest level, they know what they're doing. So, 1917, the enemy was Germany. 1939, you know the story there. Just a little while ago, I told you about it. It was Germany, Italy, Japan. In the 1950s, it was to make sure communism was the next threat, all planned. In 1841, 1848, Karl Marx was just given a copy from Clinton Roosevelt, Manzini. All he did was plagiarize the Communist Manifesto. It's all been planned ahead, like frog leaping frogs. Who was the enemy? Korea, North Korea. That was to establish the communist regime to make sure we had the Cold War and threat of communism as the next enemy. Who was the next enemy? The VC, Viet Cong in Vietnam. That was planned to lose by design. I've mentioned this many times on how they plan to do that. I'm going to tell you some details in a second. Is planned to lose. Kennedy was going against it all. You saw what happened there. So when the fake Cold War was done as Reagan lied in 1987, he also lied about the Contras, and he was an actor, by the way. That should be a clue, like Ventura, like Steven Seagal, like all these others that are should have stayed in Hollywood. They lied to the American people. And then in 1972-74, Nixon and General Cushman of the Marine Corps were planning a military coup of the U.S. government for the Illuminati. Nixon signed Executive Order 11647, which effectively destroyed the United States as you know it today. It divided the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each, in his plan for a military takeover, using 10,000 Marines under some pretense. The pretense, family, the pretense was going to occur in September 1973 at the Republican Convention when Vice President Agnew, who was forced onto Nixon, to be the sacrificial lamb. They were going to assassinate Spiro Agnew in San Diego, September 1973, at the Republican convention that was going to take place then, but they changed it to Miami later when this operation didn't happen. A unit from the LAPD, a super secret domestic unit, one of the snipers were going to kill Spiro Agnew, according to testimony, and explosions, bombings occurring afterwards, blamed on liberals, and Nixon would have declaration of martial law. He also signed the 73 Executive Order 11495, which extended 11647. And also in 73, he signed Executive Order 11731, and then 11495 was taken over the United States offices, like the complete martial law. That was Executive Order 11495. But it failed to happen. Watergate was a result. So they had to pigeonhole it. They had to hide it. They did in 1978. They rescinded all those orders. Guess what they did? They moved that plan of 10 regions, 10 governors, 5 states each, into Reagan's FEMA plan, 1980s. Look up FEMA transition 2009. It's exactly what Nixon set up in 1972. They snuck it in on you. Every one of them, these presidents, everyone. Now, so in 1972, 74, it's going to be war in D.C. between the Army and the Marines when Schlesinger heard about this and it actually investigated what I found out of moving the 82nd Airborne into Washington, D.C. to counterbalance the Marines if Nixon had pulled this off. Can you imagine? We'd be talking differently today if that hadn't happened. But God's in control and it didn't happen. You know that Cheney's also a cousin of Bush? So is Dole, Gore, Kerry. They're all doggone cousins of the Merovingian bloodline. Lower level cousins. Every mother son of them. You see? This is a reality. All wars have been pre-planned. Way ahead of time. Oh, I can't cover everything today. I'm just giving you just a brief overview. This is not even scratching the surface. You know, if the Rockefellers, the actual thought controllers, could persuade enough Americans to accept voluntarily a surrender of U.S. sovereignty to the United Nations, this long campaign for world government would be over. You'd submit to tyranny of which you have no idea. They'll be billed as peace. It'll be a lie. The New World Order will then have arrived, but it's not. They'd have all the hoopla of a Wall Street ticker tape parade and peace, peace, peace. We're all great. Everything's wonderful. Illuminati's been defeated. And it'll be a lie. But the Rockefellers at that time, back then, they'd be willing to pay almost any price for a bloodless coup. In fact, they're paying millions of dollars every year to finance just such a possibility. They control the American Assembly, American Association for the United Nations, American Friends Service Committee, Arden House Group, Atlantic Union, Business Council, Center for Advanced Studies and Behavioral Sciences, Center of Diplomacy and Foreign Policy, Chatham House, Committees on Foreign Relations, Committee for Economic Development, Council of Foreign Relations, Federal World Governments. I just go on and on and on with this darn thing. Y'all getting the point here? Matter of fact, if they let the UN run the whole show, or those nasty commies, they would first have step one would be a massive media campaign, brainwashing the public into horror at the thought of nuclear war. That happened in 1950. Remember that? And the same year, listen, the same year in 1950, they were in fact confirmed by CDC. They got to confirm it. They did. That 98 million Americans were infected with the homemade cancer virus in polio vaccines to start the death, to start the kill of those baby boomers born in 1952-53. 98 million Americans received cancer viruses made in the laboratory that was put in polio vaccines. They thought they're getting polio vaccine? Uh-uh. No, sir. Was not. Step two would be to increase Soviet military muscle. Step three would be to make certain U.S. armed forces were not permitted to advance technologically. Development of new weapon systems were forbidden back then. Enlisting existing armaments were allowed to rust. Step four was to win congressional approval for a Soviet CFR planned disarmament scheme. And to arm a world government police force by taking weapons from the U.S., giving it to the U.N. That's what they would have done. Step one through three has already been implemented. They never got to step four. God's in control. You know that the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese received 85% of their war materials from Russia and the Soviet bloc nations. And their economies were incapable of supporting the war. So the communist arm of the conspiracy needed help from the finance capitalist arm. So the United States financed, equipped both sides of the Vietnam War. We funded the Bolshevik Revolution. We funded IG Farben Chemical Cartel to bring Hitler, the cousins I told you about, and Hitler into World War II. And killing nearly 55,000 of American soldiers by proxy. I told you about the entire specifications of a glycerol factory that was given to the Soviets in 1966 as allowed by the State Department. And that glycerol was used as detonators and booby traps. Family, it's not about patriotism. This is about a Luciferian agenda. It's not about the U.S. government only. It's about the Luciferian government, the Vatican. We have been provided, we are the, have been, since day one of 1897, actually, the pit bull dog in every military conflict, confirmed by General Butler of the Marine Corps. History proves it along the way. Family, y'all getting the point here? What I'm trying to get across to you. See, Jesus Christ is real. This is a supernatural war that we're in, being played out in real life. And boy, it's coming around, too. It's coming around. Now, I'd mentioned some of you, my regular listeners, I'd mentioned that, oh, by the way, 1945, they moved 10,000 Nazis into the United States. We're all scientists, military strategists, psychology propaganda experts. 10,000 in Operation Paperclip. The sleight of hand was a Nuremberg trial. Yeah, you see how they did that. Hitler came over in 1945-46. He died in 1965, by the way. Well, one of his projects during the time he was in Nazi Germany, and it's a New Age strategy, is to use felons as police and national security executioners. SS. I was doing some research and found out that they were releasing 50,000 felons out of California You have some out of Massachusetts. Total 175,000 felons being released out of prisons. Well-trained Christian identity program and so forth. Blackwater, ADL, multilingual. And getting, I was reporting, and I have a study on it, that they were being given positions in private security, government security, armed security in the federal sector. And when the time comes, they will become the national police. Now, it sounds a little out there, and I haven't heard too many times. I know some folks reported back in 1997 called the Multi-Jurisdictional Task Force, taking street gangs, send them overseas for military training, i.e. Iraq and Afghanistan. If they make it back, then they train their street gangs back here. This is ongoing. Well, recently, article came out, Rebelletti, colleagues appalled former gang member hired at Department of Corrections, cops publicly execute another person because they can. Rebelletti, colleagues appalled that former gang member was hired at Department of Corrections. Family, it's just one of thousands that's been hired. And so you got these reports like cops are publicly executing people and traffic offenses are deadly now and all this. Man suing sheriff's deputies for $10 million after beating, made his eyeball fall out, and police break 13-year-old's nose for refusing to confess. Some of these are actually happening, and some of these are made up to show you the problems of police today. Why? Because they want you to accept a federal agency. Look up Hardin, Montana, H-A-R-D-I-N, Montana, and look up the American Police Force. There's a test case in 2006 and 7 in Hardin, Montana. Their logo, their symbol, was a Serbian coat of arms. There's a test case. You see, so, family, the bottom line is, we've never in our history fought for independence or democracy. It's all been a facade. It's all been a facade. And that pains me to say that because I'm a former U.S. Marine and I've always been a patriot and all that. But you got to understand what's going on. And these militia guys out there are being led to the slaughter. You've got 22 suicides per day. 22 suicides per day. And those in the VA and those on the highest level, they know about the voice-to-skull technology. They're blaming it on post-traumatic stress. It's technology. They don't want those troops coming back and saying what they've seen over there. They don't want these troops coming back and becoming members of militia. Why do you think they killed Kyle, the sniper from SEALs? So they can actually make human drones. Well, I got the evidence on all that, family. Go to my website, watchforjesus.com, and I've got the Suicide Conspiracy Part 1, Part 2 I did up. You can read it for yourself and do your own research. Oh, by the way, I want to advise you also that we're played up at highpointradio.net in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Randomly, they play our shows and Bible studies that we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturdays from 7:30 to 9. These are randomly played at highpointradio.net, highpointradio.net by John Kirkler. His email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. And occasionally, we're also simulcast with KBLU Radio and Blue Raven Network. Also reminds you tonight, hit the ground running again, RevelationRadioNetwork.org, RevelationRadioNetwork.org, from 8 to 10 tonight, I'll be on there. And I want to remind you, if those come here to listen tonight on RevelationRadioNetwork.org, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you have a hard time hearing the broadcast, you can go to my website, because I'll be also simulcasting it on my own in watchmanforjesus.com. Watchmanforjesus.com. You can click and listen. I'll also be playing it there, which has better audio. So it's up to you if you can't hear it otherwise. Family, what's going on today in the news, like I was reading y'all about the veils of understanding, is nothing near, not even remotely close to what the news is reporting. People don't understand it. You've got SEAL team members, you've got special forces, fight for liberty, fight for each other, yeah. But they don't understand what the background really is. And you can't blame them. So few people understand the reality of this Illuminati and the One World Conspiracy. It's a fact. You know, you wonder, is it really worth telling people about it? You wonder because people don't believe it. You tell them this, get mad at you, or walk away, or you know, whatever. But you got to understand what you're fighting for and what's behind the background. And this is for your soul, literally. Now, everybody's saying that the New World Order is going to be defeated. No, they're just going to be changed over to placate once again. Now, India, they're saying here, is going to be set to be declared polio free. They're giving out vaccines. We know the Club of Rome depopulation plan for world depopulation is wants to kill. I submit to you, knowing that 98 million Americans were given polio vaccine contaminated with cancer-causing virus, admitted the CDC. AIDS was a man-made disease from virus from Fort Detrick, Maryland, under special projects and classified. Gallo, they want to make it public, and they did. It's a man-made disease. Well, family, I think that they're going to have a timed disease on India when this thing kicks off. They don't want to help people. They want to kill people. And I just fear for those in India to think they're polio-free and hear they've contaminated that polio vaccine with a deadly virus that's going to be a set or timed virus. You understand? You know that even China, going back to the prisoners being released, now are releasing its labor camps and releasing prisoners as well, just this past week. Family, get close to God. You even have a quote, lead developer, for example, of the HPV vaccine. Now comes clean. And warning parents and young girls, it's all a giant deadly scam. HPV vaccine. Now, here's a rub on this. These rascals, I tell you. They want you to know about the dangers of vaccines. I'll tell you why. When they start passing the word out that the vaccines are deadly. Remember we go back to the 90% never get past a certain veil. Everybody else, they got everywhere. Vaccines taken here. Vaccines given there. And people get their vaccines. And the vaccines, a flu vaccine, causes dementia, causes Alzheimer's. And other vaccines causes autism. That's the purpose of them. I do the research. Do the research. So those that know about the vaccines, oh, we know about the vaccines are deadly. No problem. When they declare a national emergency, and then it comes time to get your vaccine, I'm not taking that vaccine. Okay. Then they'll have a law, martial law, will say if you don't take the vaccine for safety of all others, we got to put you on the bus to FEMA camp. This is the game they're playing, to ferret out those that will follow and those that's going to be truthers. That's how they do it. That's why they're releasing the truth about the vaccines. Because they want to know who listens, who knows about this agenda, and then they'll establish law. Oh, you don't believe me? Well, Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged, 1957. She is advisor. She is also mistress to Philip Rothschild, by the way. A little hanky-panky. But Ayn Rand, who is very much revered by Ron Paul. Ayn Rand was an avid atheist, evil to the core, but channeled by fallen angels. She wrote Atlas Shrugged, 1957. It's a textbook of the Illuminati. Here's what she says. Quote, "There's no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws. But just pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced or objectively interpreted. And you create a nation of lawbreakers, and then you cash in on guilt. Now that's the system, Mr. Reardon. That's the game. And once you understand it, you'll be much easier to deal with." That was a part in the book. The book is written like a fiction novel. But within it are the techniques and strategies of actually the Illuminati. Y'all see how this works? They lose. Family, because it's supernatural what's going on today. Fulfillment of end times, we see the strategies coming out again. Americans, you better wake up. You better catch up. And the idea is to seek the face of Jesus Christ, to seek him through the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Right now, they got everybody tied up at the end times, prophecies and all that, in all kinds of different directions. Now, this study of the end times is a very curious and inexact study. And those who actually undertake this journey or this lesson to the prophets of yesteryear, the end of the world is going to happen in the exact time, they become disillusioned. They're talking about all these, the trumpets or something or another? It's not going to go on trumpets. When a man of sin is revealed and the falling away will begin. But they got all kinds of preachers out there and so-called prophets that are just absolutely misleading people at the yin-yang on YouTube, in pulpits, and so forth. I was trying to look here at some of these articles that before I skip over these. You got that chemical spill. I talked about that. And they're going to highlight downside of fuel systems, fossil fuels, atomic energy, and bring up the algae farms. Soros and a lot of oil companies already bought into this. So they got to justify it. And you got a so-called whistleblower. It says Obama's plans to destroy the U.S. and seize power. That's impossible. Obama does what he's told to do by the Vatican, by the Illuminati. And also, here you got articles that we were warned, large meteor outbreak. Multiple meteors started at the same time. They're going to say that's going to start the tribulations. That's not true. The Antichrist will. See what they're doing. You had this one preacher in South Africa that got his people eating grass. He said you get closer to God to eat grass. Well, actually, some of them got closer to the toilet bowl than they got to God. People getting fooled by left and right of all these false preachers. And what's happening today? We're not fighting Germans. We're not fighting Japanese. We're not fighting fascists. We're once again fighting each other. The Illuminati, the Jesuits, formed the ATLAN for Mexicans, Ballet Komtar for the Albanian cause, Zionism, Islam, Nazism, NAACP, ACLU, the KKK, the Black Panthers, Christian Identity, Aryan Nation, Greenpeace, NRA, Gay Pride, Islam, I said it already, Fascism, Tea Party, Oath Keepers, AAA, et al., every one of them. They formed all these organizations to keep the party going, you see. And back in the day, it was called state secession. Don't you have that thing happening now? Utah says, we're not going to recognize same-sex marriage. All this is part of a legal secession coming up to divide the United States into 10 regions. Boy, they're smart. They're clever. Absolutely amazing how they do this. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. Hope I got the point across this afternoon. But you know, they lose. That's the main point. That is the point I want to get across the most, because everybody else sees what I've told you. They say, oh my gosh, who can defeat this? We better go with it. Because they will not win. They will lose. They'll be placated up to a certain point. And Satan's going to turn his back on them. And God's going to let him. And all the good deeds in the world is not going to stop it. It's about individuals going to heaven or going to hell. That's the bottom line. You have to trust yourself. Get a King James Bible. And develop, by becoming born again, your own relationship with God through Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line. It's coming around to it. Don't be frightened and taken away by this alien lie that they're coming down with. Sanand Emanuel and fallen angels. People aren't talking about this. We're angels of light. Don't you want to be a light worker with us? No, I don't. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave me. And you shout out at him. Because it's going to come down to that. Now, we could discuss for hours about the rapture and all that stuff. And once saved, always saved. Round, round, round you go. Family, if you become born again and you pray to God, you get close to him. Who cares if it's born again? Once saved, always saved. It doesn't. Why discuss it? You ain't got to worry about it. When you come to conclusion, don't solve anything anyway. Well, rapture is post-tribulation. Oh, rapture is pre-trib. Oh, okay. You discuss it. You debate it. You got articles. You've got, I don't know. You got scripture. And you somehow determine, oh, it's mid-wrath or mid-tribulation. You determine that. Okay. So now what? What do you do? I don't know. Yeah, I thought so. Doesn't solve a thing. What solves something is witnessing to others about Jesus. Now, you're going somewhere. You prove it's pre-trib. So what? When's tribulation? I don't know. Didn't think so. It's post-trib. Okay, when's tribulation? You see where we're going with this? It don't make any difference. Family, it's about talking to others about Jesus. To begin the journey requires that one believes in God, though. Believe that God inspired the Bible, that Jesus Christ was both the Son of God and God himself that stepped down from heaven and sacrificed himself for all of us. To believe in God, one has to get through the fact that we're here, whether you like it or not. Secondly, one asks how we got here. You can ignore it if you want to. But the fact is, you're here. Satan's already provided that answer. You got here by meteorites and by mortal soup. Evolved into life by itself and without any help at all. That's quite interesting since everything's winding down, rotten, or rusting. How could something like that evolve? It's impossible. It's all purely by accident. Really? Then they say there's aliens out there. Even though that's accident too. Oh, okay. Or you can pick that God, one of them, use his processes to produce life. If you want to do that too, you can. However, if you take this approach, the limitations are placed on God to create life only by these methods and not by just being able to speak life into existence. There's a lot of preachers today that say the evolution was inspired by God. No, it wasn't. Evolution was conducted by the science and biology, trial and error, by the fallen angels. That's another story. You know, if a God could use these man-made explanations, and why couldn't the same God just speak life into existence? By his power of speaking, it all comes together. Even Einstein, who didn't believe in a God, proved in his own dismay that an intelligence of a higher reasoning power existed. He just couldn't accept God of the Bible. Because it said that God created man in his own image. And God judges man. That means this God judges himself. Don't buy it. That's what Einstein couldn't accept God of the Bible for. He rejected Jesus Christ, even though he knew there's an intelligent designer. You know, in all the religions that we know, most have been common principles and precepts and concepts, except for one. The one thing that sets the Bible different from all the others is the concept of Jesus Christ. And you know, the idea that the Bible is the sole word of God is also very significant. One only has to look at the background of the Bible and the actual prophecies that did come true. And others that's yet to come true because the end time revelations are yet to come. That the revelations already happened. No, it hadn't. You think God's going to have sporadic judgment on the earth? Matthew 24, verses 4 to 8. Number 29 also. It kind of comes to mind when these events have not happened. Matthew 24, verses 15 to 21 and verse 30. Haven't happened either. Second coming is yet to happen. But watch out for the alien lie that's coming around the corner. That's going to get a whole bunch of people in trouble. That even the very elect will be deceived if that were possible. And family, the so-called prophets are going to come out of the woodwork. Preachers have said, oh, I guess we're wrong. The Bible has been misinterpreted. Oh, there's aliens out there. Even Billy Graham believes in aliens. 1997. And he was interviewed twice. 1990s. Believe there are aliens out there. Well, that completely eliminates original sin, doesn't it? Man, the deception is going to come down the pike, let me tell you what. I started to say any questions. You can ask questions, I get a chat groomed up. Family, y'all get ready. It's up to God when this happens. But when it does, it won't be some sporadic, you know, green river or black river or blue river in some place. And, oh, the waters are poisoned now. And then Fukushima, oh, the waters in the sea. See what they're trying to do? They're trying to copy the book of Revelation. Some of it's bogus, some of it's exaggerated. That's what these rascals are up to. We have come to the end of the broadcast for today. I'm just getting warmed up for the rest of this week. Remind you that we're played at highpointradio.net. It's www.highpointradio.net. up in New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. We're also played at KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network. Tonight, I have Bible study, I got a broadcast, 8 to 10 p.m. this afternoon, every Monday, at revelationradionetwork.org. When you go there, you'll click on the blog talk, and it'll take you to blog talk. Sometimes you can't hear it very well, sometimes you can. If you can't hear it very well, then go to my website, watchmanforjesus.com, and you can click and listen there, because I'll simulcast it. And this week, I'm going to talk about end times events. I'm going to talk about, in Bible study, how the fallen angels and demons actually possess people in detail. We'll talk about that through the week and end times events and some other news and whatever until such time that they pull the next paradigm. Until then, we'll just keep on marching. My parting comments millionaires are allowed, not self-made. Presidents are appointed from birth, never elected. All revolutions are controlled by the elite and them themselves, never for benevolent reasons. We've never had a benevolent revolution, and the only benevolent government in our history of mankind was King James I. He was a godly man. If you look it up, you'll find it to be true. The rumors about him, homosexual, pedophile, Freemasons, all this stuff, only occurred 20 years after his death. All revolutions were to ensure a regime is put into effect and put in power that's controlled by the elite since the days of the pharaohs. God made sure that King James' reign was godly because that's where the Bible came from. The Jews failed in bringing the word of God to mankind and were scattered. It fell upon the Greeks. Jesus changed to Jesus. The only time the enemy has been defeated, really, in mankind has been that when led by God. Satan just collects souls in all the prefabricated wars we've been into. This is hard to say sometimes because it's hard for people, especially those that's been to war, lost family, friends, fellow Marines. It's hard to say, well, it's all been set up from day one. In this Luciferian agenda, it's hard to fathom that from your training. We were taught red, white, and blue, etc., etc., etc. And to find out, it's all pre-orchestrated, pre-set up. Enemies were made. We had enemies, no doubt about that. But they were created just like two pit bull dogs trained to fight. And then throw in the ring, and they see each other and fight. Well, normally they wouldn't. That's what's been since the day this country was born. Family, Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. Jesus Christ is the only answer. Satan was defeated at the cross of Calvary. But in the meantime, tribulations are coming. Well, family, we're at the end of the show, the program. And I appreciate y'all coming by. And we'll continue on. Tonight, 8 to 10. And those who want to join me, join me. And we'll talk about some other issues tonight on the broadcast with Revelation Radio Network. So have a great week. And know that Jesus Christ went to the cross. Focus on him. You're going to be distracted. Interruptions are going to happen. Get into the Word of God. Fasting and praying and be prepared. That's what it's going to come down to. So y'all have a great evening, and then God bless. and get ready.
Never fear I'd ever had just melt into peace.
Have a great night. God bless. And look up and live. Good night.